There are not many places in the Gospels where Jesus gets angry, but this is one of them. He becomes indignant when they want to keep the children away. And you can understand, huh? I'm the youngest of 12, and there's 47 nieces and nephews. When we're all home, we lock the kids downstairs. Because you can tell a difference between a scream because they're frustrated and a scream because their hand's locked in the bathroom door. Right? There's a difference. But the reason we do is otherwise we can't talk. You can't visit with each other and hear what's going on. And so I'm sure the disciples were just getting frustrated and said, let's put the children away so that we can hear every word that comes from the mouth of Jesus. We don't want to miss any of it. These children are getting in the way. We're missing too much of it. As if they were more important than the children. That's the danger. We think we're more important than the children. We think our prayers to God must be much more sweet-sounding than the cry of a one-year-old. And yet, if we were honest, we sound a lot more like a crying one-year-old to God than we want to admit. Because that's all we ever do, is cry out to Him. And so let us always be careful, wherever we are, especially church. Crying baby during a homily is music to my ears. You don't have to listen to me. That's better. We shouldn't think, though, that our verbal ability is in some way more impressive to God than the crying of a baby. But not only in church. In restaurants, grocery stores, wherever we are, be careful. Be careful, all of us, to think that we're more important than children. And maybe we need to rethink that whole thing and listen to Jesus. Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom belongs to them. So we have to imitate them more than they have to imitate us.